Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on transforming a modern drum and bass section into a 90s-inspired jungle darkness transition. This is not about making your track sound old for the sake of it. It's about creating that shadowy pre-drop shift, where the groove starts to fracture, the break gets more haunted, the bass narrows and snarls, and the whole arrangement feels like it's moving into a darker corridor. That kind of moment can completely change the emotional weight of a tune. In drum and bass, this transition usually works best at the end of a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase, as a mid-track switch-up, or as a DJ-friendly handoff between sections. The reason it matters is simple. Darker jungle transitions give your track identity. They add contrast, they hint at the roots of the style, and they make the drop hit harder because the listener has already been taken somewhere else emotionally. Our goal here is to build a fast, controllable, repeatable workflow using Ableton stock tools. We're going to reshape a drum break into a more frantic jungle passage, darken the harmonic space without clutter, automate the bass into a tighter and more aggressive zone, and build a transition that feels authentic rather than random. Let's think of this as a 16-bar transition that turns a clean rollers or neuro-adjacent section into a darker, 90s-inspired passage. We want ghost note energy in the break, filtered atmosphere, a reconfigured sub or Reese answer phrase, narrowing stereo before the drop, and a final fill and impact that hand the energy over cleanly. Before you touch sound design, set up the arrangement clearly. In arrangement view, mark out the transition zone and treat it like a self-contained scene. If you're working with 16 bars, place locators for the pre-transition, the break fracture point, the bass pullback, the impact prep, and the drop. This helps you think in phrases, which is crucial in DNB because listeners lock onto phrase movement very quickly at 170 to 174 BPM. A good jungle transition usually breathes in layers. The first four bars build tension subtly. The middle four bars introduce the break edit and tonal shift. The next four bars pull the bass back and bring it back with more menace. The final bars deliver the fill, impact, or silence cue that opens the next section. If the phrase logic is clear, the energy feels intentional instead of noisy. Now let's get into the break. If you already have a break loop, duplicate it to a new audio track and commit it. In this style, rendering to audio early is a feature, not a limitation. It gives you speed, and speed matters when you're chopping jungle-style fragments. Consolidate the clip if needed, warp it cleanly, but don't overcorrect the swing. If the break feels too tidy, you're probably making it lose personality. For punchy, percussive break work, beats mode often preserves the transient character better than overly polished warping. From there, chop the break into useful fragments. You're looking for kick snare anchor hits, ghost notes, tiny tail hits, and one-bar fill pieces. Use clip cane to emphasize accents rather than overcompressing too early. For a darker jungle feel, the break should feel a little ragged but still controlled. Ragged, not sloppy. If you want to perform the fragments more like an instrument, load them into Sampler or a drum rack. Then use auto filter to shape how dense or open the break feels as the transition progresses. The key with jungle fracture is contrast, not chaos. Don't just add more hits. Build tension by alternating regularity with interruption. For example, keep the original groove mostly intact in the first bar of a two-bar pattern, then remove one strong kick, add a ghost snare, and let a break tail answer the main backbeat in the second bar. Repeat that idea with small variation so the listener can feel the pattern, but never fully settle into it. This is where micro-timing becomes powerful. Nudge a few chopped hits just 5 to 15 milliseconds late for drag and menace. Pull one ghost snare slightly ahead to create a little tension. Then automate a high-pass filter on the break, so the low end gradually clears out as the transition unfolds, moving from roughly 80 or 100 Hz up toward 180 or 250 Hz can really help the break feel like it's thinning out and disintegrating. A subtle beat repeat can also be very effective, especially on a return track or the break bus. Keep it restrained. Short grid values like a 16th note, moderate chance, and low mix are enough. The point is not to hear an obvious effect. The point is to make the break feel like it's collapsing and reassembling in real time. That's a classic jungle move. Now let's darken the tonal bed. A lot of 90s-inspired darkness comes less from adding new harmony and more from subtracting brightness and letting a small tonal motif loom in the background. You might use analog or wave-eatable for a low minor key stab, a detuned hit in Sampler or Simpler, or even a resampled vocal breath, ride tail, or broken piano fragment. Keep it sparse. One note, or maybe a two-note interval. Minor second, tritone, or minor ninth colors work well if you want a tense, haunted feeling. Low pass the tone and add a little movement with an LFO. Then run it through a simple chain-like auto filter into saturator into hybrid reverb. A few decibels of drive, a dark, reverb decay, and very little wet mix can create a feeling of pressure in the room without turning the element into a pad lead. Next comes the bass. For this kind of transition, the bass should stop acting like a steady loop and start acting like a conversation. Split it into two layers. One is your sub, clean, mono, sine-based, stable. The other is your mid-bass, a res, growl, or nasal mid-range layer that can move and snarl. Use operator or wave-eatable for the sub, and wave-eatable, analog, or drift for the mid-layer. Keep the sub mono using utility, and high-pass the mid-bass so it doesn't fight the low end. Then automate movement. That could mean filter frequency automation, wave-eatable position changes, or subtle detune on the res layer. Think in phrases here too. Bars 1 to 4 can establish a steady motif. Bars 5 to 8 can create space by removing the downbeat and answering on the offbeat. Bars 9 to 12 can get more syncopated with shorter notes. Then bars 13 to 16 can strip things back and slam the bass back in on the drop. One of the most powerful moves in dark DNB is leaving gaps. If the bass is always active, it stops feeling dangerous. But when the sub disappears for a moment and then returns, it becomes an event again. Now let's shape the transition at the bus level, because that's where things get cleaner and faster to control. Route your drums and bass to group tracks, and process the transition there instead of overprocessing every individual sound. On the drum bus, a glue compressor with a modest amount of gain reduction can hold the chopped break together. Add a little saturator for density, and use EQ to tame harshness in the upper mids if the break gets too spitty. On the bass bus, use utility to control stereo width, EQ to keep the sub clean, and maybe a little saturation for mid-presence. If needed, lightly sidechain the bass to the kick, but keep it subtle. This lesson is more about arrangement movement than pumping effects. On a transition return, echo or hybrid reverb can be great for short feedback throws and dark space. Keep the delay filtered and the reverb controlled. These return effects should only come up in the final bars of the transition. Again, the goal is coherence. Now for the real transform move, automation. This is where the section feels like it's moving through a tunnel. Automate the break filter, the bass bus width, reverb sends, delay throws, and saturation in the final bars. Start with a wider stereo image on your textures, then gradually narrow them until the impact feels almost mono. High pass the break more and more as the transition continues. Increase distortion gently near the end. And if you want a really strong drop handoff, briefly mute the bass for a quarter beat or half a beat before the impact. That tiny moment of absence can make the re-entry feel massive. You can also use a short snare roll or break fill in that gap, so the ear stays engaged. Then, on the next bar, bring the bass back in with a cleaner, heavier note. This is one of those micro-edits that can make the whole transition feel much more intentional. For the final bar, build something that feels like a scene change, not a drum exercise. Use a snare flum, a reversed break tail, one or two tom-like fragments, and maybe a short impact or sub-drop. Keep it short. In darker DNB, the final bar should hint at violence, not over-explain it. Ableton tools like Reverse, Simpler in One-Shot Mode, Drum Bus, and even a subtle auto-pan on a noise layer can help here. But remember, restraint is the secret weapon. One well-placed fill often lands harder than a busy one. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overchop the break until it loses groove. Keep at least one anchor pattern recognizable, so the listener can still feel the original break inside the mutation. Don't put too much low end in your atmosphere. Dark does not mean muddy. High pass ambience aggressively. Don't keep the bass constantly active. Leave gaps. Let silence do some of the work. Don't overwiden the sub or low mid bass. Check with utility and keep the low end effectively mono. And don't ignore phrase logic. If the transition doesn't clearly resolve into an 8-bar or 16-bar outcome, it will feel like a loop accident rather than a proper arrangement decision. A really useful advanced approach is to print the transition to audio and re-edit it. Once the MIDI and automation are feeling right, resample the whole thing. Then make tiny edits. Reverse a tail, remove a beat, move a hit slightly, or isolate a transient spike. That's where a lot of the authentic jungle drama lives. You can also get a lot of character from one ugly layer, used sparingly. A bit of alias wire distorted mid-range on the break or bass can add underground attitude, as long as it stays band-limited and controlled. Another big tip: make the snare the emotional pivot. In darker DNB, The snare often matters more than the kick during transitions. Shape it with transient control, saturation, and just enough room tail to give it weight. If you want a strong practice method, spend 10 or 20 minutes building a 16-bar transition from an existing DNB loop. Duplicate the loop. Chop it into fragments. Make the second half more fragmented than the first. Automate a high-pass filter. Build a simple sub or reese answer phrase with one gap. Before the final bar, add one return effect for a dark throw. Narrow the stereo width approaching the drop. Then print the whole section to audio and make one final micro-edit. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to make the section feel like it could exist in a real dark DNB track and still make sense in a DJ context.